Nolte, All the Idiots Who Demanded Justice for Jussie Smollett. By John Nolte on March 11, 2022. I think I speak for all Americans when I say how relieved I am that the man responsible for the Jussie Smollett hate crime is now in jail. Because we're human and have all made mistakes, it's important to be humble when others fall short. There is one exception to that rule: those who don't care if they make mistakes. Those who are happy to make and repeat mistakes if it furthers their political agenda. Of course, I'm talking about leftists, most especially those in the corporate media, politics, and celebrity. There is no lie these monsters won't spread to get their way. Jussie Smollett's 2019 fairy tale about being attacked by white Trump supporters long after midnight in a freezing downtown Chicago should have immediately invited skepticism for two obvious reasons. The first is that, as we have discovered since the Trayvon Martin hoax, pretty much every hate crime turns out to be a hoax. Secondly, Smollett's story was, on its face, risible. On the flip side, unlike those who ended up being correct, I didn't dismiss Smollett's claim out of hand. My mistake was underestimating his guile. Once the video was released of the noose around his neck, I thought, well, maybe he is telling the truth. Where did that noose come from? Never did I imagine he'd staged the whole thing. If he was lying, I assumed he got drunk, got hit a few times or fell down, and decided to gin up some publicity. Once the noose showed up, that theory flew out the window and I was left wondering. Hey, shoot me, I was skeptical. Skeptical on both sides. The assholes named below were not skeptical. The assholes named below were only interested in ginning up the racial animus that keeps them in power through division. Then there are the professional liars in the corporate media. CNN's Don Lemon, April Ryan, and Brooke Baldwin. The Washington Post's Eugene Scott and Karen Attia. PBS's Yami Shalsandor, Rolling Stone's Jameel Smith. The Atlantic's Jamel Hill, MSNBC's Joy Reid. And let's not forget the endless list of celebutards. Anthony Anderson, Tyler Perry, Cynthia Nixon. Here are my favorites. Nothing, however, topped this disgusting display. Well, the good news is that although all of this occurred in the deep blue and deeply corrupt city of Chicago, everything turned out okay. It took 3 years, but that piece of shit Jussie Smollett is in prison today, which is where he belongs, and his career is over. Not only does he continue to stand by his lie, which will only make him an even bigger laughingstock, but he committed that one sin America never forgives: he got fat due to all the stress eating. Look at the gut on Juicy, and he's so broke he couldn't afford a sport coat he could button over that gut. Bye, Felicia. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.